What's going on? It's Thursday, May 12th, and trust me when I tell you, it's absolutely better to be lucky than good. When people try to tell you, no, you want to be good, and good meets work ethic, meets timing, that's success. Now, you want to know what success is? You get Sidney Crosby knocked out of the game when the team you bet is down 2-0, and then they score 3 goals immediately after that. That's what success is. And that's exactly what happened to us last night. We got lucky. We got lucky, but I will take it because Lord knows there are those times where we get unlucky. So on a night like last night, I'll take it and run because not only was I down 0-2 in this game, I was down 3-0 in the Florida game. And not only did they come back, they covered 1 goal, covered 2 goals, and they did it in regulation time. So all the Panthers bets won. And thank God that Florida can score goals in bunches. And it's a perfect thing because if you bet $10 on any NHL playoff game and either team scores like the Panthers did in bunches last night, you win $200. So all you got to do is click the link down below or go to BetMGM and then use promo code OSNHL to snatch your free $200. All that needs to happen is one team needs to score, and you know that's going to happen. So head over there, get your free $200. And let's get going on a Thursday night. You guys probably know where this starts, has a middle, and ends today. And that's with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I hinted at secretly hoping they lost Game 5 so that we could be in a situation, Game 6, where they're going home, needing to force a Game 7, in a situation where they are 17-0. 17-0 in the last three postseasons, this one's and the previous two, after losing a game. So as you could imagine, there's going to be a pretty penny wagered on the Tampa Bay Lightning. You shouldn't have even needed to watch this video to know that I'm going to do that. And by off chance, if this bet loses, don't even be angry. Don't be angry. Just know you're on the right side of history. All right? Like, there are so few situations where you can get a team at a decent price, like the Lightning, the two-time Cup champs who are 17-0 after a playoff loss. The fact that you can get them at a decent price at home, we're throwing fat stacks of cash on it. Like, if you did go to BetMGM and they got that free $200, just put it straight on the Lightning. That's where we're at with that game. I'm not going to sit here and defend it and break down the matchups. They're the better team, in my opinion. They're at home. They're facing a must-win game. Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning as my first, second, and third favorite bet of the night. But something tells me you already knew that, and for the sake, you know, if you're a sprinkler where you don't like to heavily invest in one game, let's sprinkle down the rest of the lineup here. As far as the Bruins-Carolina Hurricanes game goes, look, this game is not going to be easy. I'll tell you that right now. But as I mentioned the other day, this series, it just reeks of seven, with the home team winning each of the first six games. In Game 7, you truly never know, because those teams, they play with, pardon my French, clenched ass cheeks, as I would say, very tight. You know, a lot of them, many of them haven't been in many Game 7s, especially those Hurricanes, you know, because they usually get crushed when they play a good team. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't stop myself from making fun of the Hurricanes, because when they play good teams, they usually lose in five. But I will say this, version of the Hurricanes has impressed me absolutely more than the previous iterations that continually failed against teams like the Bruins. And I really do think the Hurricanes are going to bring it tonight and try to get that road win. But give me the Bruins in a squeaker. I think they find a way to win this game at home and send it to seven. I said it reeks of seven. I think we're getting seven. So I'll take Bruins money line on that particular game. And then for the other two, these are... Look who's winning the road home games in this Minnesota series. Blues murder them on the road in games one. I don't want to call it a murder because it was a Tarasenko third period hat trick, but they win by 3 goals last game. Minnesota crushes them in game three in St. Louis. It is very, very tough to gauge who's going to win this game, because if it was in Minnesota, I'd say, oh, well, just take Minnesota because back against the wall at home. However, this is going to be the opposite. This is going to be the Blues going home knowing they don't want to go back. So for props, we're going to give you two from the guys at Odd Chopper, and then one from me. It's like a Ryan Gosling movie selection. Oh, we do two for the studio, one for passion. So let's give you two from Odd Chopper. All right, so the first one they got, they're projecting a 70% chance. And I ain't no mathematician, but that sounds pretty good to me. But they got Kevin Fiala going over 2.5 shots on goal. And then this next one, I can definitely get behind. They're giving a 65% chance of Brandon Saad hitting the over 1.5 shots on goal. I mean, he scored a goal last game on a tip. But Brandon Saad, he's a great bet to hit over 1.5. And especially because when you have a team going home to close out a series, they, not that they look at that as game seven, but it's a game seven light. They do not want to go back into that other team's building. And usually the first period, they come out guns blazing, and it's incumbent on the road team to withstand that game six flurry that usually comes in the first 10 minutes. How do you like that? No pun intended. Marc-Andre Fleury withstanding a flurry. My prop for this game is the over on Marc-Andre Fleury saves. Here's really what you need to know. In the games so far in St. Louis, 29 saves in game three, 29 saves in game four. So give me another 29 saves again for number 29. I will take the over on Marc-Andre Fleury saves. And my reasoning is kind of what I just explained. You have a team with a chance to close it out at home in a game six. And I'm really banking on a strong start by St. Louis, even if they're not scoring, but to get some shots on goal, forcing some saves from Fleury. And I would imagine that they would try to keep the pressure on in an elimination game. So I'm going to take that Marc-Andre Fleury over on saves. And what's really encouraging is that in those two previous games in St. Louis, one was a 5-1 loss and one was a 5-2 win, and he hit the over on both of those instances. So it's like you don't even have to be that worried if they're down big, up big. Seemingly, Blues are getting pucks through to the net, which will force saves from Fleury. So give me that Marc-Andre Fleury over. Another one that the guys at Odd Chopper like. See, we like the same player. I'm going to one-up their wager, though. They like Alex Killorn over 1.5 shots. They got that coming in at a 64% chance of hitting. And in a must-win game for the Lightning, he's that gritty guy. I actually expect him to come through with one of those crusty rebounds in front of the net, screening the goalie, maybe a tip on the power play. We've seen that power play working. It just hasn't. He hasn't got his stick on any of those Hedman shots or Stamkos shots. Give me Alex Killorn to score a goal tonight. And obviously, if he's scoring, that's going to be a shot. Actually, not necessarily. If it banks off his ass and goes in, that actually counts as you don't get a shot for that. But I'm still taking the Alex Killorn goal. So that's what I got for you on this Thursday. It's a huge Thursday. And something tells me here, you want a conspiracy theory mindset? The referees subconsciously know that these would make great game sevens. So the calls are going to skew in favor of both of those home teams tonight. And oh, you know what? One last thing that I did want to throw out there. If you want to take Jonathan Quick over on saves, Edmonton's in a situation where they need to have an effort tonight. They need to win to force a game seven. And I foresee all the Evander Kanes and Leon Draisaitls of the world firing pucks to the net. Honestly, the worst part about this bet is that if they score 8 goals again, like they did or whatever it was in game 3, they'll pull Jonathan Quick. However, if you want to get in on that game, I will take the Jonathan Quick over on saves. So those are all my bets for this Thursday night. And going back to that conspiracy theory, those first two games, that Bruins game and that Lightning game, those refs want to see 7. They know the fans want to see 7. Let's see if we can get some phantom calls or non-calls go our way tonight. We'll see. We'll see, but that's for the conspiracy show that will, I don't know, maybe start next year. Anyway, guys, take it easy. Good luck on this Thursday night. We've been doing very well. I'm very pleased with the way the main picks are going. Going back from Tampa on, when did they play? Well, that was Sunday, to Carolina on Tuesday. Panthers were able to hit last night, but tonight's another one of those. I have no choice but to put it as a 9.9 out of 10 because there's no such thing as perfection. But let's try to hit another big one tonight. All right, everyone, take it easy. I'll be back with you tomorrow, hopefully with a nice big green smile on my face. Later.